and the same sound, H-O-L-Y, is holy. In other words, and this is, sisters, thanks for this question, because it brings out what we need to know. And sisters, it is not important at all to know what meanings those who don't have our faith, what meanings they give to the same words. It makes all the difference in the world whether we, as believing Christians and Catholics, know what is, well, the Catholic meaning behind, well, a certain sound in the ears, certain letters of the alphabet put down. And this is why, over the years, I've instructed quite a few non-Catholics who became Catholics, whether they were Protestants before, or Jews, or atheists. It takes them years, sisters. They become Catholics, say, 4 months instruction. I baptize them. They are Catholics. But being baptized, received of the Church, does not make you a full Catholic inside. In other words, you're only as Catholic as the words we use have a Catholic meaning. And sisters, this takes time. This takes effort. That's why I wrote, well, the Modern Catholic Dictionary. And sisters, I would welcome any word that you think should be added. I am coming out with a new edition. I plan to add at least 1,000 new words. After years, I had to get a lawyer to have the publisher allow me to come out with a revised edition. So, the word Chelum, or in Chelis, in the heavens, we can say Luna Splendet in Chelis, the moon is shining in the sky. And we can also say, Beata Virgo Maria est in Chelis, non solum in eius anima, sed in corpore. The Blessed Virgin is in the heaven. Same words, in Chelis. Not only in her soul, but in her body. And sisters, the more, you may be surprised, the more exposed our minds are, more exposed our minds are to the non-Catholic, non-Christian language, the words are the same. The more our minds become, well, de-Catholicized. When I began teaching theology, I had to read, because I was teaching the faith, I had to read many heretics, and I still do. But sisters, you better know what you are reading. For example, John Calvin, a genius, one of the founders of Protestantism. For years, I would never read John Calvin without first making a sign of the cross to Well, I began reading him because the mind can be poisoned by error. And sisters, every temptation is attractive. Every temptation is pleasant. Every temptation is sweet. Did you know that? There's no such thing as a bitter temptation. I could talk now for hours. Hope I got my point across. Is it allowed to make confession through the phone? Oh, you can do it. Is it permissible? Is it allowed to make confession through the phone? Yes, if you want to, go ahead. And many people call me up. Can I make my confession over the telephone? I tell you, you can make your confession, but I cannot give you absolution. So they say, thanks, Father. And they hang up. So, the confession can be made, but the priest cannot give absolution. And a person making the confession must be physically present to the priest who gives the absolution. Now, for mute persons who cannot speak, can they go to confession in writing? Yes. But they have to be there when the priest gives them absolution. Another question. Can somebody else go to confession for you? Well, sisters, you may be surprised. Now, of course, there must be a very, very serious reason. Well, for example, the priest does not understand your language. Now, in case of necessity, you may go to confession to a priest who does not know your language and receive absolution because you have gone to confession. You've done your part. The priest is limited. He does not understand your language. And consequently, another person, in other words, two people can go to confession together. Sisters, I'm not recommending it. But I'm just saying, as I say, the priest does not understand your language. Or he may be unable to understand. He may be able to understand your language, but you are not able, say, to express it. And again, like a deaf mute. Can you give a priest a confession in writing and get absolution? Yes. Can you have another person confess for you and, well, of course, you have to tell that person what your sins are. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying, would that be a valid confession? If all three understand, the priest understands, the one making the confession understands, and let's say the interpreter understands, the church allows that kind of confession. Whether the person who is your interpreter is bound by the seal of confession.